Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM. Joining us today to talk about her fantastic book is Dr. Sharon Winters. Dr. Winters has spent nearly 40 years in the entertainment industry perfecting her talents. She starred in the original Batman TV series as Catgirl and continued her long film career appearing in shows such as Rockford Files, Kojak, Odd Couple, and Hook, Line, and Sinker. Today she defines herself by the title of naturopathic doctor, a field in which she has over 30 years of experience. Her self-published book, Survive, A Family Guide to Thriving in a Toxic World, gives details of how to change your life for the better by modifying your diet, changing the products routinely used in your personal care, and by reviewing your patterns in life. Dr. Winters is internationally recognized for the regenerative program she developed based on a lifestyle that includes whole food nutrition and a toxin-free living environment. She developed this way of living when she was faced with a degenerative disease that she views as a health opportunity. She was diagnosed with cancer but overcame the sickness in her 20s by changing her lifestyle. At that time, health became her passion. Dr. Winters, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM.
Lisa, thank you for asking me to be on the show.
Yes, I'm so glad. Dr. Winters, your book is fantastic, and it's a little daunting. I mean, there's so many things in our environment that we need to be aware of, and that's why having a book like yours is so fantastic, because you can flip to any page and learn not only what these chemicals are, but how to avoid them, what things we should be using instead. And I mentioned in the introduction that you had a degenerative disease and that you saw it as a health opportunity. What kind of changes did you make in your lifestyle that allowed your body to heal?
I didn't see it at the time. I was very young. I was in my early 20s. And I had no consciousness at all about everything I was putting in, on, and around my body. And I was very fortunate to be sent to William Donald Kelly, who had a book out at the time called One Man's Answer to Cancer. And he opened my doors of consciousness. And I went to see him. I came home that evening with a box of over 250 different vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and herbs, and a book on if I was going to live, what I needed to do. And I remember sitting in that room all by myself, alone, reading this and just breaking down and crying. So I didn't realize at the time that it was a blessing, because my disease was a blessing. It changed my whole life, and I didn't know at the time that it was going to give me a new purpose. And I changed at that moment. I did everything. I got rid of everything in my home, everything what I call now barcode foods and skincare and makeup and toothpaste and shampoos and not just what I was putting in my body. And I just overnight made that shift. Some people takes a while to make that shift. Mine was an overnight shift. And as I got better and saw that everything I was putting in, on, and around my body and how I was thinking was the cause of my dis-ease, it became a passion. Because I don't want anyone to be where I was in my 20s, alone, scared, frightened, sick, and not knowing what to do.
Yeah, well, again, that's why your book is so important. And, you know, in your fabulous book, you write, quote, toxic chemicals are so pervasive that they infiltrate every aspect of our lives. Carpets, water bottles, shampoo, toys, and baby bottles all emit toxic substances and other byproducts that contaminate our living environment and our bodies. My husband wants to get new carpet. I'm always saying, but we have to get the healthy kind. We have to get, I don't know if it's organic. And that's something that I'm so glad to have you on, because if you can enlighten us about some of those things, about people thinking it's great to drink water from a bottle or not being that concerned whether their shampoo is natural, or especially it's something like a baby bottle. If you can touch on a few of those items and what should we be looking for and what should we be avoiding?
Where do you want me to start with carpets?
Start with carpets.
I mean, carpets, they off-gas. It's plain and simple. And they have formaldehyde and all kinds of chemicals that in the home, there are more toxic chemicals than any place, and you're breathing all this. And it's real simple. There's a lot of different natural carpets out there that you can get, or hardwood floors instead. So when you're looking at putting carpets in, find something that's alternative. plastics is another thing. The BPA, there's a lot of BPA-free plastics out there. So the book, yes, I touch on everything that you can think of, but what you can do about it and give you back your power that you didn't even know that you lost. So when you go out to buy carpets or shampoos and all that, find something healthy. You're spending money anyway. Why not spend money on something that's non-toxic instead of toxic? See, all these things that we put in, on, and around our body have an energy, a negative energy, a positive energy, and they add up into our body. And, there's 60,000 different chemicals and pesticides that we can go through in the course of the day, and they don't just go out of our body. They get into our body, and they stay in our body, and there's a long line from health to disease. There's a long journey down, and right before symptoms show up is right before disease.
I see.
And so I try to educate people on preventative instead of getting to that point where they feel the lump or something's going on in their body. You know, in China, I've been to China a few times, and I went to visit a few of the villages outside of China, and you pay your doctor to keep you well.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
When you get sick, he treats you for free. What if we had that kind of health consciousness in this country? What would our health care look like?
Yeah, that would be nice. Yeah, I have a master's in public health and health education, and prevention is so key.
That's the purpose of my book, Lisa. You know,
I know.
You know, this is a culmination of 37 years of my life. It took me about 3 years to write this book. When I made the decision to write this book, and it just it's been an incredible journey in getting this information out, and the response has been overwhelming. And it's a book that needs to be in every home in America. People are calling it the I Ching, the second book of change, because there's many different ways that you can use the book. You can use the book, people read it cover to cover, but they also carry it with them and go, oh, let me go to the store and get this instead of this.
Yeah, that's, like I said, it's so accessible, and it just is so helpful in so many ways. And how did you team up with Burton Goldberg? Now, he's been on It's Your Health, and he's an amazing man.
Burton's an old friend of mine. I met him about 15 years ago, and Burton is one of the leading experts in alternative medicine, especially in cancer. And my life partner was very ill, and I called Burton up and asked him where I should take him for he had brain cancer. Mm-hmm. From cell phones, which is one of the reasons why I wrote the book.
Oh.
I dedicated the book to Wilkinson.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was a healthy, incredible healthy human being, but was on the cell phone continually and got brain cancer. And they gave him 4 months and kept him alive for almost 2 years, but he still died. And after he died, mm-hmm. I realized that it was time now for me to get the information out. And so I called Burton up. And I said, Burton, here's my idea. What do you think? He says, I'm coming down. Let's do it.
Oh, that's great.
So we sat in my home. We outlined all the subjects we wanted to touch on, and away we went.
Oh, I'm so glad that you did. I'm really sorry for your loss. And, you know, in the book, you write about electromagnetic smog, and that includes the cell phones. And
the whole thing with the book is no one's going to stop using their cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
No one's going to stop using their computers, but there's things that you can put on your cell phone. I recommend it in my book. There's things that you can get in your home. There's things that you can put on your computer that will protect you, that will give you coherence, that will stop it from the electromagnetic smog coming into our bodies. I see these young children walking around with cell phones, and my heart just goes out because their brains are being nuked.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's get some protection on them.
Okay. No, that's good.
We have to live our life.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but there's a lot of things out there that have a short-term effect with a long-range detriment. Let's do things so that we have our power back, so that we can live a healthy, vibrant, amazing life that's not having a lot of toxins around in our bodies.
And that includes the things you mentioned earlier, like personal care products, things that you put on your body. A lot of people don't realize that. What are some of the ingredients that we want to look out for in, let's say, shampoo, for example?
Sodium lauryl sulfate. Sodium lauryl sulfate is in our shampoo. It's also in our toothpaste. You can go to, you know, a store and get toothpaste that doesn't say that. You can go to the store and get shampoo that doesn't say that. Yes, there's a toothpaste that I like, and I don't want to, I also don't want to mention brands. If anybody's interested, they can go to my website and ask me questions. My website's www.wintersway, W-Y-N-T-E-R-S-W-A-Y.
Now, Dr. Winters, what do you do when a client comes to see you when they are having problems from the toxicity in the environment? What kind of steps do you take first?
It depends where that client is coming from. I don't want to overwhelm them, so I tune into where they're at.
Okay.
That's the first thing I do, like to do. And, you know, give them a little baby steps and find out what they're capable of doing at where they're at in their life. I educate them on food because that's my love. I believe in personally live, you know, vegan food as healthy as you can eat. That's my personal belief. So I find out what they're eating, what they're willing to do.
And what kind of symptoms do you see in people who have exposure to a lot of toxic chemicals?
Oh, there's all kinds of symptoms. I mean, everybody's body is different, from runny noses to continual coughing, to eyes watering, to being tired all the time. There is a vitality that is missing in this country. You used to go to a party, people would talk about sports and programs. I go to a party now, and they don't even know I'm a doctor. I hear about how ill they're feeling. You know, everybody's complaining about their disease, whether it's fibromyalgia or Epstein-Barr or chronic fatigue or lupus or MS. I mean, all these diseases are coming about, I believe, because of everything we're putting in on and around our body. And it's amazing when you clean up people's environments, when you clean up their nutrition, what happens to them?
Yeah, it makes such a big difference. I eat all whole foods, and it really, if I slip and eat pizza or something processed, I feel terrible. I mean, I've always been very sensitive, but it just, for me, it makes such a big difference. And my daughter's 6, and she eats primarily a whole food diet as well, and that's just what she knows. And it's so nice if you can get the kids early.
It makes a huge difference to give children good food at an early age, because they're going to be inundated all over the place.
Oh, my goodness. I know.
You
know. I
mean,
and so
we live in a sugar, you know, sugar is a legal drug in this country.
Yes, that's true. That's true. And it's hard to get away from.
I was blessed to be sick at a very young age. I know what it's like to feel sick. I know what it's like to be scared. I know what it's like to think that you're going to be dying. And so where I'm at is my body's my temple. And it's a gift. It's a miracle. And I just want to put food in my body that's of the source. And the more live you can eat, the better you are.
Now, live, is that like fresh vegetables? For people who aren't familiar, how would you describe live foods?
Well, there's a big raw food movement coming in, and it's food that is live. And what live means is that the enzymes are still there.
Okay.
As soon as you cook anything over 118 degrees, it kills the enzymes. And the enzymes, so even vegetarians, if they're eating a lot of cooked food, are not getting the nutrition that they need because the enzymes have been destroyed. I mean, there are a lot of vegetarians that come to me not feeling well because their diet is pastas and pizzas, and they think, oh, I'm a vegetarian. But where are you getting your nutrition from?
Mm-hmm.
You get your nutrition from live food. Because a whole food has all your vitamins, minerals, and enzymes still there.
Yes.
And on a personal basis, I work with nutrients that are regenerative, that is live food. So I put a lot of my clients on this nutrition, which, once again, if they're interested, they can email me on my website. But I'm really an advocate on eating live. You know, the more vegetables you can eat, and it's easy to do. You can go into, I can go to any restaurant and eat. Although I prefer certain restaurants that have a higher consciousness of food there, and they're all over the place. And, you know, whatever town I go into, I always Google, you know, vegetarian live food restaurants, and there's a slew of them that come up today.
Yeah, that's great. That's a great trend.
You know, when I was sick in my 20s, it was really hard finding some of the things I needed to change, but I found them because I was motivated in finding them. And
yeah, that makes a big difference. Now, I use a food dehydrator. I have one, and I need to learn how to use it because I know that's a really great way if you want to eat
raw food. I do use a dehydrator.
Okay.
And what I usually use a dehydrator for are my seeds and nuts because you should not eat seeds or nuts like almonds unless you soak them because when you soak them, it releases the enzyme inhibitors. So I buy I just bought some almonds 2 days ago. I brought them home. They have to be raw.
Yes.
Organic. And then I soak them for at least 12 hours. And then I put them in the dehydrator to bring back the crispiness. Now, if you don't have a dehydrator, just put them in a toaster oven under warm. So it'll bring back the crispiness, or just buy small amounts and soak them and then eat them. But if you don't dehydrate them, because they're wet, they'll tend to get soggy and rancid. So sunflower seeds, almonds, cashews, all of that, they all need to be soaked.
Oh, okay.
The difference between raw and live is that the enzymes have been released so that it makes it digestible. And it's amazing what happens because I have a lot of clients who say, I can't eat nuts because my stomach bloats up. I said, okay, take these almonds, go home and eat them. And I get a call and they go, I'm fine. But you're fine because they're digestible. And don't drink with your meals.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
Don't drink with your meals. I learned that was the first thing one of the first things I learned, and I have not had a glass of water with my meals in years because it'll wash away anything you're putting in there, and it makes everything indigestible.
You actually write in the book about the best times to drink water, and obviously not when you're eating.
Right, 20 minutes before, 20 minutes after.
Okay. Now, what about people who take digestive enzymes? Is that something you'd recommend if they are eating a lot of cooked foods and they're kind of starting to make the change towards a more live diet?
If they're eating cooked food, then they need to have some digestive enzymes because they're not getting it from their food, and it's probably not in their digestive system. So they need, in that instance, they need assistance.
I see. Well, Dr. Winters, this has been so interesting. Your book, Survive, A Family Guide to Thriving in a Toxic World, it's so important, and I agree. I think every home should have this book.
I think you should have two because you got to take one with you to the store. No, you need to get two, one for you and one to give to somebody that you love.
Oh, that's true. Well, then I think we need three because you have to have one in the car or on your bike, even better.
Lisa, thank you for what you're doing because, you know, this is about collective consciousness.
That's true.
And we need to get the information out because that is how we are going to thrive in this world. We all get together and we all collectively bring this information out to everybody and they bring the information out and it soon happens all over the world. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I really appreciate the work that you're doing. And if you can give us your websites again or contact info.
Yes, it's www.wynters.com. And my book is called Survive, A Family Guide to Thriving in a Toxic World. You can get it on Amazon, but for a brief period of time, if you get it from my website, I will personally autograph it for you.
Oh, terrific. Oh, that's great. By the way, The Odd Couple was one of my favorite shows growing up.
I was on the I was in the film, not the TV show.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure.
I was in with the Walter.
Oh, well, that must have been exciting. Oh, I love them.
You know what? It was a really exciting period of my, every period of my life has been exciting. But being an actress in my late teens and early 20s, it was great. I met some amazing people, but I'm so happy to be doing what I'm doing now because I'm really giving back. And I think that's why we're here. We're here to be of service.
It is true. Well, again, thank you so much. And if people want to reach me, they can go to itsyourhealthradio.org. I hope everyone has a great day. Make sure to get Survive, a family guide to thriving in a toxic world. Take care. Bye-bye.